Hi, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Grace to Organize. This is Carissa, your favorite professional organizer in Colorado Springs, with a quick podcast for you today just to inspire and motivate you. So today I want to start with asking you a question. What is your why? So there should be a reason why we do everything we do in life, and oftentimes we don't sit down to think about it. Let's take a small, silly example to start with. Our dishes. Why do we do our dishes today? So that we don't have to do twice as many dishes tomorrow. Obviously, we know that they stack up, they pile up, and they need to be taken care of. And so we do them daily so that we don't feel overwhelmed by them throughout the week. Now, what about the bigger things we do? So I can answer for you the reason why I am an organizer. Well, first of all, I'll answer why I started Grace to Organize. It was about 2 years ago, and I realized there was a need for organizing. I love organizing, and I've always done it, but I just used it for myself or maybe for the jobs I was in. I thought it was expected of me to keep things organized, and so it always came naturally to me, but I never expanded beyond what affected me personally. And God spoke to me and he said, "You're hoarding your gift." And I thought that was, first of all, very ironic that he would tell me I was hoarding something. And second of all, I just felt like it was my purpose in life. And so I jumped into starting Grace to Organize, and I haven't looked back. I am so grateful for that. But let's talk about, maybe in terms of organizing, why we would do a certain project. So I like to give the example of a stay-at-home mom. I do work with a lot of moms, and oftentimes they want to organize their pantry. Now, why do they want to organize their pantry? Well, there's a few reasons. Maybe they want to start eating healthier, meal prepping, using new recipes, things like that. And so organizing their pantry will help them know what ingredients they have, how much of it, and where to find it. It'll help them get rid of anything that's expired that they don't want to use anymore. And aesthetically, it's nice to just look at a clean pantry. So maybe it'll help them to want to spend more time in their kitchen. If they're going to be cooking there, being healthy, meal prepping, they want to have a nice pantry. And so those are just two reasons maybe why they would want to do that. So they can organize it themselves, or they can hire someone to organize it for them. Or, of course, the third option is just to put it off and to not worry about it. So you could answer for all three of those personally why you would or would not want to do that. And so maybe you can't relate to the stay-at-home mom situation. Maybe you're a business owner. You have an office that you go to every day, and it's a little bit cluttered. So maybe a reason why you would want it to get organized, well, maybe you're hiring a new employee soon and you want them to be able to find everything they need and to know where it is and not have to bother you with questions of where things are. Or maybe you're expecting an audit soon and you need to get your files in order so that you know where things are and things can go as smoothly as possible. So those are just some two examples of why you would organize a space. But I'm not here just to talk to you about organizing. I really want to inspire and challenge you to think about your why for everything you do, all of your purpose, wrapped in a nutshell. Why do you do the things you do? So maybe you're a book reader. Maybe there's a book that you're reading, and it would be good for you to know, why am I reading this book? Is it for entertainment? Is it to help you fall asleep? Is it so that you can learn how to start your own business? Is it so that you can learn a new skill? Or the list goes on, right? So why are you reading that book? Why are you writing that book? Maybe you're a writer and you're trying to write a book. Now, your purpose could be to share your story with the world. It could be to reach a specific group of people that you feel you would have a good influence on. Maybe part of your story is overcoming something and you feel like you can help people through that, and so you want to write a book about it. Those are all great reasons, but it's important to know why we're doing something. So going back to my why of being an organizer, of course, I want to help people, but let's be honest, I'm a human, and there are some days that maybe I don't want to get out of bed. Maybe I don't feel physically motivated. I have to know, why am I still going to get up and go organize for this person and help them? And so I have to dig deep beyond my feelings and find a motivation, and it goes back to the root of why I started Grace to Organize. And so I want you to think about your why and what it means for you. And I invite you to reach out. Let me know some of those things that you're doing and why you're doing them. I would love to hear from you. Would love to know what makes you tick. What is your purpose? What is your reason for getting up in the morning? Are you a stay-at-home mom who loves her kids and wants them to succeed? Are you a business owner who's trying to build a legacy, something to leave for your family? Are you a minister and your purpose is to reach people for the kingdom of God? Is your purpose to be an artist, to inspire other people to create art? There are so many options, and that is the beautiful thing about life, is that we are all unique, we all have different purposes, and I want to know about yours. So feel free to write to me. You can email me at grace2organize@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram and reach out through there. Let me know your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you have an amazing and grace-filled day and week.